I had a delegation last week asking me to speak a little more slowly, so I'll do my very best. I have to say, my initial response was, I got so much I want to say. And then I reminded myself of the little story about the old Yiddel who's sitting doing the Times crossword. And he says to his wife, he says, Becky, have you got a word for nice? So she says, pleasant. He says, but there's only room for four letters. So she says, so write small. So let's begin at the beginning. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, emor el hakohanim b'nei Aharon, v'yomartu aleihem lenefesh lo yitamo b'yamo. The instruction to the Kohanim in regards to the dinim of Tumah. And here there is a most beautiful essay by the Oznayim LaTorah. We will go through a major part of it and see that there is a Yesod Godol in his words. Emor v'yomartu, and we know the double expression. This is brought in the Gemara Yevamos and also quoted by Rashi. The reason why there is a double expression, Amor v'yomarto, is lehazhir es hagedolim halaketanim. In regards to Tumah, it is necessary not only for the adult Kohen to be careful of these laws, but also he has the duty to warn the young Kohanim under Bar Mitzvah in regard to these matters. Lomo nemro loshen zu rak betumas kohanim. Asks the Oznayim LaTorah, why is this expression used exclusively in regards to tumas kohanim, the double expression, emor v'yomarta? Why does he raise such a question? Halo motzinu drosha kozos gam b'shirotzim uvedom. We find a similar comment made by the rabbis in the Gemara, in regards to shrotzim, the prohibition against eating creeping things, and the prohibition against blood, we find there also the hashir gedolim ala ketanim. But, avol b'shrotzim, but in regards to the iser of shrotzim, bo'o hadrosho meho'omor bohem lo socholum, Chazal base their theme of the hashir gedolim ala ketanim in connection with shrotzim on a single word. Whereas it is written, lo so chalum, do not eat them, Chazal interpret that also to mean, lo sa'achilum, do not cause them to be eaten. So they make their observation on a single word. For the Moravidom, they make their observation on the words, kol nefesh, lo so chaldom, kol nefesh, lahazir gedolim alaketani. So therefore, my question is as follows, he says, V'loma v'tumah, bo horemez al zeh b'torah, al yedei amira kefula, emor v'yomata, shetomar v'tachzor v'tomar, u'ma mashmo. Why is the duty to warn young people regarding tumah, why is it conveyed by the Torah in the context of a double expression? Emor v'yomarto, whereas in regard to the other Isturim, we find the same exhortation brought as an interpretation on one word. Says the Oznayim LaTorah, Avol aleinu losum alei. What we have to direct our attention to is the following. Sheyesh beiz mechanechim layelet. A child has got two sources of education. Number one, ha-horim o-shaluchom ha-more, either parents or their agents, the teacher, and beiz horachov, the street, the hasaviva, and the people with whom young people mix, asher bo nimso hayelet, in which the young person finds himself. And did not Chazal tell us, harvei shecheinim horoyim osim, bad neighbors can accomplish so much, they can do so much harm. And in others we find Shahadela Khatov or Shid Bakbohodom Khovertov Shochintov Kenelakho Khover Hare Shahobam Bifrat and Hayeled with that Hayeled, and therefore people in general, and in particular a young child, impressionable, Mushpa Meyod Mechaverov Ushchenov, is greatly influenced and affected by his friends and by his neighbors. Velo made mehem harbe, and learns a lot from them. Maybe more than from his teachers and from his parents. V'yashrei ho'ish, and happy is the man, ha'mechaneches bonov v'svivo tova umat ima l'rucho, who has the good fortune to be able to rear his child in an atmosphere which is only confirming the values that he wants to bring to his child. He also has to viva Messiah, though, because then the outside world is merely supporting him. Whom has it as one of Allah Shabbos? He tells his son to keep Shabbos. Perhaps viva Shemenis is a Shabbos, and he's in a society which keeps Shabbos. Whom has it as some Allah Tizavat Filo? Perhaps viva Utagam Kinzos, etc. Or, if you're in a sviva like that, then Yala Hachinuch Lahulim Benekal, then the parents' task is halved, if not quartered. Vijibur Hakal, you only have to say things once. Be Amiro Bi Alma. Avaloiva Voilio. Woe to the father, Hamechaneches Bonov Bisaviva Zoro Laruach Yisrael Bisoroto, who has to educate his child in a situation, in an area, in a society which finds the values of the home alien. And when he says to his son, keep Shabbos, he goes out, and outside there is Chilul Shabbos. He says to his son, Chitzis and Tfilah, and his friends outside in the street, they make a mockery of it. And in a situation of that order, what can the father do? He can't throw in the towel. So what can he do? He says one thing, and the street says something else. He only has one alternative. Yazihir v'yachzor v'yazhir. He has to say it once, and he has to say it twice. He has to redouble his efforts. That's the only solution. Says the Oznayim Laturo, Yachpilis ha-hashkocha v'hameretz, v'yar v'olav devorim ha-cheyizke legado l'chakmo l'chanecho v'ruch ha-tur v'hamitzvah. Now that is the introduction. Let me then just say in a few words the point of the Oznayim Laturo's observations. When a Jewish father says to a Jewish child, don't eat shirotzim, the child goes out into the street and he sees other Jewish children who have been similarly warned by their parents not to eat shirotzim. So the street is supporting the prohibition that the child hears from his parents. When the father says to the son, I don't want you to eat dam, he goes out and mixes with other Jewish children and they have similarly been warned by their parents, don't eat dam. So therefore his efforts are not monumental because they are not required to be intensive, because the street is confirming. But what happens, says the Oznayim Laturo, when a father who is a Kohen says to his son who is a Kohen, I don't want you to come in contact with any tumah. When a child goes out into the street and he sees other Jewish children who are not taking any notice of this, he doesn't understand that the reason why they take no notice is because they're not children of Kohanim, they're children of Levim, they're children of Yisraelim. So therefore in the case of tumah, the street is negating, is opposing what it is that the father wants to do for the child. So in that particular case, say Chazal, we have to emor the amarta. It is not sufficient to say it once, because that will be dismissed with one conversation with his friends. Is yomar v'yachzir v'yomar. He has to go say it, he has to go back again and say it again. And this is a very, very profound insight into this particular matter. And of course, interestingly enough, will lead us on to a comment of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, which is based on a pasuk only a few psukim on, which also is devoted to these influences, the street and the parents' home. Now let me indicate the pasuk that we are speaking about, Perek Kaf Alek, pasuk Tes. And we will see how in some way it is a development of the theme of the Oznayim Laturo. Uvas ish kohen ki seichel iznos, and a daughter of a kohen, if she acts adulterously, as Rashi says, either min oedesin o min hanisuin, either as a betrothed girl or as a married woman, says the pasuk, es aviha hi mechaleles. She defiles her father. Es aviha hi mechaleles.
a fascinating concept here. Esoviho hi mechalelis. Now, Rabbi Yaakov takes this particular matter and produces something of great interest. Here you have it on the far left-hand side of that same sheet. He draws our attention to the following. There is a Mishnah at the end of Gemara Sukkah. The Mishnah there tells us that there were 24 watches. The number of Kohanim who ministered in the temple, they were divided into 24, and each Mishmar officiated over a period of a week or so, and then the watches changed. When the watches changed, they changed over on Shabbos, and there was a dividing out of the Lechem Haponim, the loaves which were baked and were left on the Shulchanos on one Shabbos and taken up on the next Shabbos. Now, usually the Mishmar that came in would divide their loaves to the north. The Mishmar that was leaving would divide their loaves to the south. Says the Mishnah that in regards to the Mishmar, which was known by its ancestor Bilgah, the watch of Bilgah, which was one of the 24, always had to divide its loaves to the south, whether it was coming in or going out. It was fined. There was a penalty imposed on it, and other penalties imposed on that particular family, on the watch of that particular family. So the Gemara asks, what did they do wrong? Says the Mishnah, the Maaseh de Miriam bas Bilgah, it is recorded in the Gemara there, that the Miriam, who is the daughter of Bilgah, Shehimir Adasa, she left Judaism. Vahayasa Mivaetis al Gabe Hamizbeach, and she came into the Beis HaMikdash, and she started to kick the altar. And she said, Lucus, and Lucus, as Rashi, is a name for a wolf. She's kicking the altar, and she's calling it a wolf. Mos'ad Mosai Atom Michalem Momon and Chilisel, until when will you consume the animals of Israel? A very chutzpahic, impudent comment to make. That's why Bilgah was fined. Because Miriam Bas Bilgah came to the altar and she made these comments and she left Yiddishkeit, etc. Says the Gemara, Mishum ze konantina le mishmato shel Bilgo shel yoilem cholekes badoro. So because of her, you're finding the entire mishmar. Mishum bartei konantina le lididei. Because of the daughter, you find the parents. Omar Abaye, and Abaye says in, yes. Kida omre inshe, as people say, in other words, he answers them with an adage which says, Shuso diyanuka beshuka, odi avua, odi yime. And Rashi explains that Aramaic statement, Marsha hatinuk midaber bashuk, me oviv o me imo shoma. What a child says out in the marketplace, he's heard either from his father or from his mother. Now, interestingly enough, says Rabbi Yaakov, this idea that parents are to be blamed for the children is found in the Torah and in Mishnah and Gemara only in regard to a daughter. Right? Nire, says Rav Yankel, Sheklal ze ne'mar davke eitzel habas. This principle that because of the daughter the parents are to be punished, are shamed, why? Why not with a son? De ikar chinuch habas hi bebayis etzel ho'ov o'ho'im. Because in ancient Israel, the daughters were constantly at home. The daughters did not go out of the house. They didn't mix. It was a different type of atmosphere. Is Masha ein kein beben, which was not the case with the son. Velochein, therefore, we find, for instance, Menara Hamurasa, that if a betrothed girl is involved adulterously, then we stone her, but Shesoklim Osa Pesach Besaviha. She has to be stoned outside the door of our father's house. Vechein Etzleinu Bebaskoin Shezinsa, and likewise here with a Baskoin who behaved immorally.
We find here Esavia hi mechalelet. All of these cases applying to the daughter. Because there is no other influence on this girl other than her parents' home. Because she wasn't anywhere else. No school, and not even in the Sviva, in the Rechov, as the Oznaim Latrina mentions it. We do not find a similar condemnation of parents as a result of what sons do, only because of what daughters do. Although Rabbi Yankov doesn't say anything more, I think maybe one can add a little TS. And that is, if we look into the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Kaf Ches, there in Lagabe, all the dinim of Kohanim, there is a din brought in the Shem the Mordechai by the Ramah that a Kohen whose daughter has either behaved immorally, adulterously, or she has left Yiddishkeit, there is no longer a chiyuv to honor the father who is a Kohen. So the Mordechai, we're talking about 14th century. The reason why I mention Mordechai 14th century is because the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Nun Dalet says, and if you look into the writings of the Acharonim, you will discover that Bizman Hazeh, this law does not apply. And of course it would be so easy to explain why it doesn't apply with the explanation that is given by Rabbi Yaakov, because this is a type of theme which changes with the social reality. And if nowadays, or even 100 years ago, girls are very much more outside their home than they were in those days, and maybe even the time of the Mordechai, then it would be most incorrect to hold parents exclusively to blame for developments over which they cannot have had any control, because it could very well be that the poison seeped in, not whilst they were in the home and the example that they got from their parents, but rather when they were outside and the examples that they saw from their friends. So both of these together, let me put it to you this way, give us food for thought. Okay. Now, what I want to do now is to draw your attention to one of the most exciting observations that I have come upon in many a year. And it is based on Perik Kaf Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And I guarantee that it is a major chidush. As you know, the major section of our Sidra is devoted to the Yomim Tovim. But before we get to that, we have the following pasuk: Ushemartem mitzvosai va'asisem osam ani Hashem. Now follow carefully, please. Matter of the greatest import. Now this type of statement is one that we have come across on many, many occasions. In Achremos, and here also in Emor. And it appears to us to be a general exhortation and no more. Ushemartem mitzvosai, protect my commandments, va'asisem osam, and do them, as it were, another injection. Says the Netziv, nothing could be further from the truth. And when you see the gold that we can mine out of this man, something special. Ushamarta mitzvosai, right? That is in the Hamek Dovar in the middle of that page. We'll then be moving on to the top of the next page, but at the moment, it's Ushamarta mitzvosai. Follow carefully. Says in its eve, if you look into the She'iltos of Chanukah, the She'iltos, as you know, is a work which was composed by Rav Hai Gaon Zal, and is one of the major halachic works to emanate from the Gaonic period. And the She'iltos is written like the Sefer HaChinuch. It goes sedra by sedra, highlighting the various mitzvot that are learned from that particular sidra. Of course, the psukim which are interpreted, etc. There is the She'iltos near Vayeshev and Miketz, which is known as the She'iltos to Chanukah, because he speaks about certain matters associated with Chanukah there. And there of the She'iltos writes like this: Kevar Omra Torah, the Torah has told us, ושמרתם מצווי ועשיתם אותם, guard my commandments and do them. But that's the pasuk, says the Sheiltos. And as a result of that pasuk, uvo chachamim, the rabbis then came, upirishu, explained, v'chokru, and they delved into the matters, v'yosu siyog latora. Based on this pasuk, says the Sheiltos, the rabbis devoted themselves to three separate activities. Pirishu, Chokru, V'osu, Siyog, LaTorah. Now, says the Netziv, Omad Rabbeinu, to my understanding, the Sheiltos is drawing our attention, Al Shtei Kavonos Bezer HaMikro, he's drawing our attention to the two possible interpretations of the word mitzvah, ushamartem mitzvosai. On the one hand, the Sheilto seems to be taking the word mitzvosai as it appears to be interpreted in the Talmud Bavli in Brochos Dafhei on the posuk v'etno lecho esluchos ho'eben v'hatorah v'hamitzvah, and there the word mitzvah is taken to refer to Mishnah, the received corpus of Jewish law, Torah, Shabbal Peh. The Omra Torah, so therefore, since mitzvah is interpreted by Chazal to mean Torah, Shabbal Peh, so therefore, the Sheiltos took the words Ushamartem mitzvosai to mean that the Omra Torah, the Torah was telling us according to the Sheiltos, Asher bimei moadim, that in the days of Yom Tovim, Tishmeru Hamakubolos, you have to go back over the Torah Shabbal Peh associated with that Yom Tov, and furthermore, Vasisem Chadoshos, because the word Asiyo, as the Netziv points out, referring to an earlier comment in Parshas Achrimos, the verb Vasisem can mean to generate new halachos from old. So if we take the word mitzvosai to mean Torah Shabbal Peh, and it is obviously all being written in relationship to the Moyadim, so what Ushamartem mitzvosai, it means protect the Torah Shabbal Peh of the Moyadim. When do we do that? On the Moyadim themselves, because this is when the Pasuk is being told to us about the Moyadim. So therefore we are told, Asher bimei moyadim, tishmeru hamekubalos, guard those halachos which have come down to you, bal peh, guard them, and furthermore, vasisem chadoshos. And that, says the Netziv, is the makor in Torah for the famous maxim, shoalim v'dorishim v'hilchos pesach v'pesach, hilchos atzeres v'atzeres, hilchos chag v'chag. Shoalim V'dorishim, right, corresponding to Upirishu V'chokru, retaining all that has come down to us from earlier generations, and secondly, generating new halachos from information which already exists. V'zehu Devar HaShiltos, that's what the Sheiltos means when he says Upirishu V'chokru. Pirishu B'meh Shehoyim Mekuvala B'kvar V'chokru Chadoshas. Now, says the Netziv, then the Sheiltos went further, and the Sheiltos interpreted the word mitzvosai in a different way, because shivim ponim laTorah, and we know that mitzvosai can also be translated as my commandments, as we see in the Yerushalmi on the same pasuk, v'etna l'chol l'chol soever, etc., v'haTorah v'hamitzvah, and the Yerushalmi there says, why does it say v'hatorah v'hamitzvah? And to tell you that in the same way as you are duty bound to make a bracha when you learn Torah, you are duty bound to make a bracha when you do a mitzvah. V'hatorah v'hamitzvah. Okay? Now, so therefore, what we are being told is as follows. Homiyo l'das ha-Yerushalmi. So therefore, if we accept the interpretation of mitzvosai as given to it by the Yerushalmi, we have a new interpretation of ushamartem mitzvosai. Namely, mitzvah aseh hakesuvim beparshas moedei Hashem.
guard, protect all those commandments which are mentioned in regards to the festivals, and vasisem osam, how do you protect them? By doing something. What do you do? Hasu siyog la Torah kidei sheyihyu nishmorim yop. Now follow carefully, please. The Netziv comes to a she'iltos, and the she'iltos tells us that there are three items which Chazal learned from this seemingly simple pasuk. Ushamartem mitzvosai v'asisem osam, says the Netziv. Where did the she'iltos get it from? The idea of kiddushu v'chokru v'asu siyog la'Torah? The answer is, because mitzvosai can either refer to tereshu v'alpeh, in which case ushamartem mitzvosai means guard all the tereshu v'alpeh concerning the moyadim, and vasisem osam, and generate new halachas which are regarding the Moadim. And when should you do that? You should do that on the Moadim themselves, which is why this pasuk appears in the parsha of Moadim. And thirdly, mitzvosai also refers to the mitzvos, the commandments associated with the Moadim. And what are you supposed to do with the pasuk in that light? Is ushamartem mitzvosai, guard those commandments, vasisem osam, and do something positive. Make a fence around the Torah. Make a fence around the Torah regarding the Moadim. What is this all about? Says the Netziv in the Harchev Dovo, the top of the other sheet. Mind-boggling. V'hizir hakosu v'yichud v'moadei Hashem. And this particular commandment, according to the She'iltos, to make a fence around the Torah, to put up a protection, is said dafke regarding the Moyadim. Why? V'hu alpim shekotav v'tshuvas hagoinim v'shem t'shuvas rav haigonzal le'inyan yomtev sheni shel Golias. The matter can be explained by referring you to a responsum of the same Rav Haigon concerning the second day of Yom Tov, which is observed in Chutz La'oret. Says the Rav Haigon, Shehanevi'im tzivu es Yisrael asos kein. Already in the time of the Nevi'im, they told Jews who were living outside the Eretz Yisrael, keep 2 days. And Yecheskel who lived in Babel, and Daniel who lived in Babel, they kept 2 days. And the Rav Haigon concludes concerning Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias with these words. V'shema mimos Yehoshua binun kach hinhig es kol hayotzim u'mishtahim b'chutz la'oret la'asos kei. These, even Yehoshua, when he first arrived in Eretz Yisrael, he told them that this is what you have to do, you've got to keep the 2 days. Now, v'chol zeh bevadai merumos b'Torah. You must remember what this man is saying here. We normally associate Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias with the famous Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah where they used to light fires and everybody could find out in no time at all. And then Mishakilkelu Haminim, they started to light fires on the wrong days. So Rabbi telling us it started off with the time of Yehoshua, the earliest time possible, there was an inyan of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Maybe you don't have the right day. Now says the Netziv the following. There is no question in my mind that this idea of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, there must be a yesod for it in the Torah. Why? Because, as he will now explain, the Alpi Omek Hadin, because from the point of view of the strict letter of the law, Lo Hoyo Lanu Lachush Shemonis Aber Odor Hasomach Lenison O Elul. The truth of the matter is, if you look at the whole inyan of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, the need for a second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'oret is totally unnecessary. Why should you keep 2 days Pesach, first and last? Why should you keep 2 days Sukkot, first and last? Because of the possibility that Odor was not 29 days, but 30 days. Elul was not 29 days, but 30 days.
He says everybody knows, and the Gemara doesn't deny the fact, the Mishum di Alpiro, Hemoch Haseirim. You should know that 99.99 of the time, Adar only had 29 days, and Elul only had 29 days, the Gemara in Beit Shammai Moist Ezev Yelech Lematshinun Elamayubar. And we know that we follow the majority, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. There is no need whatsoever to have 2 days Yomtiv if you're talking to me about a Suffolk, because the Suffolk is no Suffolk. Vasu Siyog La Torah, which means from that Pasuk, my friends, Vasu Siyog La Torah, there is a special exhortation by Chazal that even though there is no genuine Suffolk, you have got to put up a protection to ensure that you do not, chas v'shalom, even in the slightest possible way, transgress once in 100 years the proper Yom Tov, which might be once in 1,000,000 years, on the second day instead of the first. The source for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius is not in Sveika de Yoma. It's no Sveika de Yoma, says the Mitzvah. The source of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in Chutz La'aretz is because of the pasuk Ushemartem Mitzvosai Vatisem Osam. V'zehu Devar Hashiltas Vasu Siyog La Torah Uvozeh Nichlal Ashoro Zukam. And that's why the pasuk appears here, before it goes into the describing of the Moyadim, to tell you that there is a clan you have to know, that Vasu Siyog La Torah, you have to mount a protection for this, for these Moyadim. And the way you do it is to introduce the second day, because without the pasuk, the second day would have been a non-starter. Since we have alluded to the Sfiras HaOmer, let us then offer a very beautiful interpretation of the Meshech Chochmah to a very famous question. And I draw your attention, of course, to the pasuk, Usefartem Lochem Mimochras HaShav, Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav. And you shall start counting Mimochras HaShabbos. Now, the famous question that is raised, of course, is not, if it is the second night of Yom Tov, why doesn't it say Mimochras Yom Tov? That's not our problem. The halacha is, as Medrash Halacha gives it, that the Mimochras HaShabbos is to be interpreted for halachic purposes as the second night of Yom Tov. Right? Now, the question that we have to ask, says the Meshech Chochmah, is why in Pshuto Shel Mikra did the Torah describe the first day of Pesach as Shabbos? That's our title. That Shabbos halachically doesn't mean Shabbos, that we know. Because we accept the halacha Torah Shabbos there. But we are still entitled to ask, if the Torah meant us to start counting from the second night of Pesach, why did the Torah describe the first day of Pesach as Shabbos? And interestingly enough, in the midst of the Meshech Chochmah's commentary al HaTorah, there are no less than 6 different interpretations. But don't despair, we'll just have a look at one of them this evening, okay? And here you have, just underneath the Harchev Dovor, a most fascinating observation by the Meshech Chochmah. And he writes as follows. Da, you should know, Dibedasu Eloki, that in our religion, yesh mitzvos, there are commandments, hamekashrim Yisroeli aviem shevashomayim, there are mitzvos which join Jews to their Father in heaven, v'yesh mitzvos hamekashrim Yisrael zelozer, there are mitzvos which join Jews one to the other. Kagon, examples of the first type, tzitzis, tefillin u'mezuzah, hey mitzvos hamekashrim Yisrael Hashem yisborach, and examples of type 2, u'gemilus chasodim, shumos u'maizros, heimo mekashrim zelozer. Says Meshech Chochmah, v'nimshal zeh yesh bein Shabbos le'yom tov. And the same division that exists between those two types of mitzvahs
exists to a certain degree between Shabbos on the one hand and Yom Tov on the other. I explain. Shabbos, for instance, on Shabbos we are told, Al Yetzei Ish Mimekomo. A person is not allowed to go beyond a certain limit in the tchum. And furthermore, v'hotsa'o asura, and carrying is osur. U'meleches ochel nefesh asura, and even work which is associated with the preparation of food is forbidden. The imkein. So what does all this bring about? He can't go anywhere. He can't cook. Nobody's going to drop in. Because if they haven't already signified that they're going to come the Erev Shabbos, then there's nothing waiting for them. Right? Im kein kol ish ve'ish b'fnei asmohu. Shabbos is a day when the Jew is on his own. Levadohu yoshe v'yosik b'torah. Sheheima mikushorim el Hashem yisborach hamerkaso amiti. And the Jew is joined to the Almighty, who is, as it were, at the center of that circle. Asher kol Israel heimo kavim nifrodim hamagim lemerkos echad, and each Jew is like the spoke of a wheel facing towards the Almighty on Shabbos. And it is by virtue of the fact that they are all facing in the same direction, then ulesivas zeh heimo kishurim yachtov, and because of the fact that they are joined to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives them something in common. Kemosha Omru b'Medrash Rabba, as the Chazal say in Medrash Rabba, B'nei Yaakov she'ovdim lekel echad, they are called nefesh. Shivim nefesh, yordu avos seirim etzai. So Shabbos, therefore, is the day which socially is a disaster. It's a day when we direct our thoughts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval Yom Tov, but Yom Tov is a day which is whose laws encourage us to develop these days as opportunities of coming together with our fellow Jews. And because they were intended so that people should come together socially, is that's why it's permitted to cook and to bake and to prepare food. Because if people come in, we want to be able to offer them hospitality. A nightmare. And if 1,000 guests will arrive, right, you'll bake bread for them. Add to the extent that Chazal say, that a person who bakes on Yom Tov with the specific intention of using these items that he's baking only for the weekday to follow, Rava Omar in Eloke. Rava says he doesn't even get malchus, he doesn't even get lashes. Why? Because even though he thinks he's preparing them for the weekday, it could very well be that guests will come and part of what he has prepared will indeed be utilized for guests. That's why on the Yom Tovim, we are duty bound, we are encouraged to go to Lali L'Regel for the Smoach and to be jolly ourselves, Ulisameach, and to make other people jolly, as the Rambam says quite explicitly in the Mishnah Torah, Lochain, and because it is a social Yom Tov, Hutra Hotsa'a the Havara. We are allowed to carry and we are allowed to cook. Shim lo kein, because if those two items were not possible, lo yihiyu mekusharim umugodim zel ozek liyechad, we would not be able to come together as one. Yom Tov, therefore, there is a tremendous social dimension which is totally missing from Shabbos. Now, says Meshachah, vehine, vehisbon elecha, if you reflect for a moment, says Meshachah, Matirah, you will notice, ki be Pesach, what is Pesach? Shehoro also hoyo al sheposach hamokom al botei v'nei yisir v'mitzayim. The festival of Pesach is a reminder of the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the houses of the Jews in Mitzrayim. Halo os adayin lo hoyo soho umonik sheres. And at that time, when the first Pesach was celebrated, the Jewish people were not united as a people. Ki hayu bounded him, ish be a hollow, each one individually bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the nation as a nation had as yet not been bound together. And that is why it comes as no surprise on Pesach we said, Al Yesei Ish Mi Pesach Beso Ad Boker. Pesach was a time when we were in our homes and directing our thoughts not to our fellow Jews, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that we shared in common with the other Jews was that we did like they did. We took the Korban Pesach. And therefore, the Pesach which comes to remind us of the time when we were as yet still not united as a people, and we were all individually in our own homes directing our thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively. Kesiv Bey, notice please, in regards to Pesach, there's no uninvited guest. Pesach eino nechol ela leminuya. Korban Pesach can only be eaten by those people who assembled previously and decided to count themselves together in order to have this particular korban. And those who wanted to eat from the Korban Pesach, they had to make sure that they had already registered the day before. So it's like Shabbos. Because in the same way as by Shabbos we say Misha Torach be Erev Shabbos, Derech be Shabbos, only the person who makes preparations on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. So the same thing is by Pesach, Misha Torach be Erev Pesach, Derech be Pesach. Because if you don't put your name down for the Korban, you've had it. Or the religious equivalent. And therefore the people are not joined together. Pesach is not a Yom Tov when people are joined together. They are only joined to the extent that they are joined to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they have something in common. But you have the same barriers that exist in regards to Shabbos. You have the same barriers social-wise on Pesach. There's no uninvited guests. It is each unit on its own. Lochein Kisir. That is why it says, "Usafartem lochem mimochras hashas." The Pesach has elements of Shabbos in it. Ze Pesach, shehu behorawoso kamo Shabbos. So, as far as Meshech Chochma is concerned, the idea of referring to the first day of Pesach as Shabbos is because there are elements in Pesach which it shares with Shabbos. To use the language that my cousin uses in a most beautiful article, which we'll have a look at one or two basic points that he makes in a moment, Pesach is a Shabbos Dikei Yom Tov. All the other Yom Tovim are Yom Tov Dikei Yom Tov. Now, of course, that's saying, all right, very nice, what does it do for me? We'll see now, as he points out, very fascinating. Let us now, in order to understand, because Meshech Chochma says exactly the same thing in the other five explanations. It's got elements which it shares with Shabbos. So it's a Shabbos Dikei Yom Tov. Now, in order to pursue this for a moment or two, let us refer to the famous Ramban in Perek Kaf Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Something most majestic. Right, and what are we told in regards to Yom Tov? Kol meleches avod or lo sa'asu. An interesting phrase. Kol meleches avod or lo sa'asu. Right? Now, go down a few lines in the Ramban. I don't know how many lines it is with you, but it begins with the following words. Avul peirush meleches avodah. What is the expression meleches avodah? What does it mean? What type of melachos are forbidden? Says the Ramban, avul peirush meleches avodah, kol melacho she'eino letzorech ochel nefesh. Any work which is not required for the preparation of food, the Torah refers to it as meleches avodah. And I prove this by drawing your attention to the various psukim where the verb la'avod is used. Ke'inyin shenemar sheshes yomim ta'avod v'yosita kol melachtecho u'v'chol avod v'asodeh v'ne'e v'adetem v'nizratem v'kayin hoyo oved adomo. Avoda has to do with all those malachos which are not associated with ochel levish. U'malach or shehi b'yochel levish, he meleches hano'o, lay meleches avoda, says the Rambam. But work which you do in order to prepare food is not called meleches avoda, it's a meleches hano'o. It's a malacha from which you actually derive a very real physical benefit. Now, says the Rambam, and I prove it to you, and this definition that I have given to you is in fact something which is stated quite clearly if you read the Torah correctly. For instance, in Chag HaMatzos, on Pesach, what does the Pasuk say there in Perek Yud Beis in Shemos? Kol malacha lo ye'oseh bohem, no work shall be done on them. And because it said kol malacha lo ye'oseh bohem, it had to go on and say ach asher ye'ochel lechol nefesh hu levado ye'oseh lochem, whatever is work for preparing food, that may be done. Right now, uvishar kol yomim tovim, but in regard to the other yomim tovim, yikatzer v'yomar, all the Torah says is kol meleches avoda lo sar. And they're obviously saying the same thing. Le'eser kol melach or she'ena ochel levish hu lehodia she'ochel levish muta bohem. Says the Rambam, meleches avoda is a description of all those types of work which are not associated with the preparation of food, and the pasuk therefore says kol meleches avoda lo sa'asu. That means you are not allowed to do any work which is not associated with the preparation of food. The proof I bring you is because in regard to all the yomim tovim chutz from Pesach it says kol meleches avoda lo sa'asu. Whereas in Pesach it says, "Kol malacha lo yoseh v'hem, ach asher yochel lechol nefesh hu levado yoseh v'hem." You can't do any work, only that which is associated with the preparation of food. So, because as the Ramban it says, "Kol malacha lo yoseh v'hem," it had to explain, "Ach asher yochel lechol nefesh." So, my cousin asked a very simple question: why on Pesach did it not say kol meleches avoda lo sar? That's a good question. And the Ramban doesn't even speak about it. The answer is, my friends, as follows. The Torah says kol meleches avoda lo sasu ab initio. There is no prohibition against meleches ochel nefesh because these are yom tov tikka yom tovim. Pesach is a different yom tov. Pesach, you should know, kol melacha lo ye'oseh v'hem. It's a Shabbos yom tov with dispensation. Ach asher ye'ochel lechol nefesh hu levado ye'oseh v'hem. There is a difference between saying ab initio, the only type of melacha which is forbidden is meleches avoda, and by starting off your pasuk and saying, kol melacha lo ye'oseh bohem, that's Shabbos language. It's a Shabbos with a dispensation. Ach asher ye'ochel lechol nefesh hu levado ye'oseh lochem. And that confirms what Meshech Chochma was saying, that Pesach is a Shabbos tikka yom tov. All the other yomim tovim are yom tov tikka yom tov. Very, very, very profound. Let me just conclude the Parashas Terachim, we'll leave for another time. Let me, since we're on the Parsha of Moadim, let me draw your attention, please, to Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Now, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. This is the introduction to those particular laws of the festivals. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yomar to aleihem moadei Hashem asher tikru osam b'groi kodesh. Eileihem moadai. Right? So the Apostle Bayes begins by telling us what the Moadim are going to be. And all of a sudden, the next Apostle Gimel starts talking about Shabbos. Sheshes Yomim Teyotu Malachov Yom Hashish, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Mikra Kodesh, etc. So Rashi has the problem. Why did the Torah put Shabbos in with the Moadim? Let's have a look here at the Dorash Moshe, which is a beautiful essay by where the Moshe Feinstein is himself. Feirish Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Ma inyan Shabbos eitzel moyados. Why is Shabbos included in the list of festivals? Lelamedecha to teach you. Shekol ha-mechaleles ha-moyados, the person who desecrates the festivals, malin olav kiilu chileles ha-shabbosos. He is considered as if he has desecrated the Shabbosos. V'chol ha-mekayim is ha-moyados, and a person who keeps the festivals, malin olav kiilu kiyem is ha-shabbosos. What is the theme here? Says Reb Moshe as follows. A very simple theme, but nevertheless very yisodistic. Nira bebiur advarim. It appears to me that the explanation of these matters is as follows. The Shabbos, it is no question that Shabbos had a yitachlis u'emuno bebriyas u'olam. Shabbos is the one day in which we draw our attention to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creator of the world. Whom he comes there, and precisely for this reason we say, that a person who desecrates Shabbos is if he denies the entire story of creation. On the other hand, what are the festivals a testimony to? They are a testimony to the Emunah Shashim Yizborach Manhig Esho Olam Kulo V'yatzmo. They are a testimony to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to guide the world. Umeshadeid es hateva biritzono lahatzolas Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes nature and utilizes it in order to ensure that the Jewish people are never chas v'sholem destroyed. Shilochein, and for this reason, kishuhutzrach ligolo tzolim yimitzrayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to redeem us from Egypt, osolonu nisiv v'hotzionu misham, he made miracles for us and brought us out from there. V'hechziko tzolot tachas anoni ha-covered, and he brought us under the clouds of glory, kishuholi chenu v'amidbo, when he brought us in the wilderness. V'zonu p'yineso tzolot gam v'amidbo, v'nosolonu toru u'mitzos, k'deishin eleich v'derech tovu v'derech ha-yosha. Shabbos, belief in the creation of the world. Yom Tov, the belief in the involvement, continued involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The Omer HaTorah, therefore when we say that Shabbos without Moyadim, Moyadim without Shabbos is nothing, we mean Torah, the Omer HaTorah, She'emunah v'chatzidah v'reino klum. To believe only in one half is of no value. For instance, im yamin shashem yizborach boros ha'olam. Whenever a person believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, avol yit'el omar, but he still goes on to say, shahanhogas ha'olam mosa biyad ha'cherim, afilu biyad malachim v'soreimala v'hateva ha'kavua. But then goes on to say, yes, I know, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But once he created it, he left it. And he left it in responsible hands, but he left it. Who can imam in Bahabriya? That's like a person who doesn't believe in the creation. So he believes God's book and created. How long ago was it? Shein shum toeles bi emunah. There's no benefit in that type of emunah. The emunah represented by Shabbos without the emunah represented by Yom Tov. Shaharekivin shilafit ha'uso shahanovus olam hu eitzel acherim, because if he now believes that after that God's book created the world, he's given it over to Sodei Malo and to nature, then what need is it to keep Torah? Reward and punishment is nonsense, because the control of the world has been given over to other agencies other than God. As the Rambam himself says in regards to these matters at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when he says in the time of Enosh they made a mistake, etc., etc., as shenishkach emunas Hashem yizborach lechem gamrei. Likewise, says the motion. V'lochein kishu mechaleles ha-moyados, and therefore a person who desecrates the moyados is nechshav kimechaleles ha-shabbosos. He is considered as if he has desecrated the Shabbosos. Why? Because if he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, but he doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in creating the world, so he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's powers are limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the creator, he's a functionary. So that's also of no value whatsoever. Therefore, says Reb Moshe, when Rashi brings our attention to the fact that there has to be a kiyum, a shmiras Shabbos and shmiras hamoyadim, and one without the other is indeed as if one has desecrated both, it is because they are both two sides of the same coin. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, and likewise, as he concludes, the other basic theme, which of course is inappropriate to the Rashi at the moment, is likewise to believe not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and that Torah is Min HaShemayim. We leave it over here for this evening. If I could please draw your attention, something very exciting. The charity book sale, which will be taking place on Sunday 1st and Monday 2nd of May next, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Hendel Adas Shul Hall, in aid of a very, very worthy cause, Kisharon, as you all know, and as many of you as could attend, will be certainly be welcome.